Phone Heaven, Plaza 82932. The first phone number I ever knew by heart was the number my father and mother had when they had a receiver installed at our little asbestos-shingled home on 26 Eastwood Avenue back in 1944. The number was 2932. That's it. 2932. No area codes, no Bigelows, no first dial 9 to get an outside line, no winding a lever to ring up an operator, no pound keys or stars or other secret combinations. Just hand out that number, 2932, and you could receive calls from anywhere in the world. Later, as the phone company became more successful and the population of Tuscaloosa increased, the phone company had to add an 8 to the beginning of our number. From then on, you had to remember to dial 8, then 2932. A sure sign of progress was the day the phone people increased the digits again, so that the number became 7582932. I guess the hyphen was placed there so that the number could be memorized in increments, much as your social security number is broken up. 7582932. Or, during one spell of trying to seem more cosmopolitan, the phone company wanted us to dial Plaza 82932. That, of course, went the way of postal zone numbers, which were replaced eventually by zip codes, which were increased from 5 digits to 9 digits, with the obligatory hyphen in between the 5 digits and the 4 digits. So, most of my life, from 1944 till now, I've had the sure knowledge that one of the most indelible sequences of numbers in my life was 2932 and its prefixes over the years. It was the one number I never had to program into my newfangled automatic dialing telephones, since I could dial it, punch it, practically in my sleep. Well, we kids grew up and left home. My parents grew elderly and eventually died. And the other day, the numerical sequence 2932 disappeared from the phone lines of Tuscaloosa, when the phone service was finally discontinued. No need for a phone in a house now long emptied of its occupants. Some nights, when I'm tossing and turning, tormenting the Sandman with my insomniac ravings, I get the urge to get up, go to the phone, and dial 2932, just in case I've accidentally tripped back in time, just in time to catch my mother's girl-like voice in the midst of singing a household song as she meanders among her flowers and plants and dusty keepsakes. Reckon I'll just have to keep such thoughts to myself, lest they come and carry me away prematurely to a place full of extension phones I can't use to dial out except on Sundays and special occasions.